This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
Hey everyone, this is Thomas Estrada, and you're listening to the Disney Nerds Podcast.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 342 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. This is Ed, and on tonight's show, it's Sounds from the Parks. With me tonight, I have Lisa. Hey Lisa, how's it going?
Hey Ed, how you doing tonight?
Doing good, doing good. And we also have for this quick intro, Jimmy. Hey Jimmy, how's it going?
May the 4th be with you, or Revenge of the Sith. I guess it just depends on when you're listening to this.
Exactly. I was kind of doing an intro to the Sounds of the Park, which we're going to be doing Finding Nemo tonight. But before we get to that, we wanted to touch base on, again, some of the things we've been doing to keep busy at home during the pandemic.
Man, so much good stuff going on. I'm highly, highly anticipating this last episode of The Clone Wars. The second to last one that came out on this Friday was fantastic. So I can't wait to watch the next one, which will be the last episode. But then there's so much other stuff that seems like that they're dropping, and it's all coming quick.
Definitely is. Definitely. Once May started, a lot of things are. Star Wars, the last movie, number 9, The Rise of Skywalker is coming out. Have you guys been watching? Okay, now this is a good one, and we might have mentioned this last show, but the what's the name of it? Prop Culture, I believe it was.
Oh, fantastic.
Yep. I keep on hearing fantastic things about that, and that is on my list of things to do within the next couple of days is to catch a couple episodes.
I tell incredible. You, the first episode is about Mary Poppins, and for those people listening who listened to the interview we did with Jeffrey Sherman of the Sherman Brothers, you know, a couple years ago, man, so much of the stuff in this thing just tied right in the stuff that Jeffrey told us about. And it was awesome because Richard Sherman's actually on it, and there's a lot of other people with big names on it. And man, it's amazing. Very closely tied to Walt himself.
Oh, no doubt. And it's pretty cool because the show seems to have a general theme to it, or a construct where it's one general host who starts out with one product or one prop. He talks to somebody about that prop, and then that leads him to the next person. And he'll grab people to come along with him, kind of like guest stars. An example was he went to see Richard Sherman, and he also took along with him Jason Schwartzman, I believe the guy's name was, who played him in the movie. Yep. So that was incredible, and it was kind of cool seeing them all together just basically talking. But they were talking about the different props, and they basically went from one prop to another prop to another prop, and different people from the Mary Poppins experience. It was a really good thing. The other one I thought that was really incredible was Tron they had out there. There's a bunch of them out there.
I haven't seen any of those yet. I've only seen the first one, and I won't talk too much about it because I don't want to spoil it for Lisa, because I don't want to give too much away because there's some surprises in there, things that make you maybe tear up a little bit. Or
Now, this is being dropped week by week, right?
Yes.
But there's a bunch of them out there now, though. It's been out for a little while.
The series has been out for a little while.
Same with another series we've been watching. Excuse me. And we definitely mentioned it, but I want to mention it again. Day in the Life, where you are basically following an employee at Disney World or Disneyland or the Disney Company doing
somewhere
whatever.
Company.
Right. And that's a pretty cool one in that the one that's really stood out to me was the girl who plays Dory over at Finding Nemo in the Animal Kingdom was interviewed, and she was the star of one of these episodes. And they're only about maybe 10, 15 minutes long.
It was the Finding Nemo the musical one was – that one will also get you a little choked up because she is just so passionate, and she tells stories about not only – tell stories about, you know, what made her a Disney fan and how much it means to her, and it was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. She plays Dory, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
And it's cool because they show her on stage, they show her warming up, they show a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, which is always really cool to see. What have you been keeping busy with, Lisa?
Well, you know, I think I talked about this a little bit last time. I'm trying to stay active, so, you know, we're able to social distance golf down here, so I'm getting a little bit of my Disney fix on by heading over to the courses over at Walt Disney World. And then trying to live stream and spend some time with our audience that we really haven't had a chance to do anything but talk with on social media. And I think that that is something that is therapeutic. I think, Jimmy, you could probably speak to this as well. But the Tuesday Night Live show, and then when we're watching fireworks or I'm doing this Total Request Live thing once a week, to be able to bring a little bit of Disney to other people is really special, but it's really helping me cope with the lack of Disney in my life right now.
I agree. You know, just getting to talk to you and Sam and whoever comes on the show that week, but whoever gets, you know, just talking to you guys makes a big difference. Just to be able to, you know, kind of have like some normalcy, because that's what we would be doing, right? So, that's been very, very helpful.
You know, we say we are the Disney Nerds podcast. We help you get your Disney fix on. I think we help us get our Disney fix on as well.
Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely mostly for selfish reasons.
Right. And that's, you know, we don't often admit it, but I guess in this particular time, what we're going through, we're happy to admit it and at least take you along for the ride.
Sure. Yeah. And that's the whole point behind it, because it's all of us together. You, the listener, and us, the podcasters. It's great. Okay, guys. So before we go any further and really get into the talking, the whole idea of the show was to bring you some sounds from the parks. So we're going to bring you one of our favorite shows from Animal Kingdom, Finding Nemo the Musical. The attraction that put words to all the music in our heads from Finding Nemo.
Here's a bit of trivia, something that we found out while we were doing the live show, and we had to look it up on the live show. It was an actual question I had. Jimmy, you going to sing it?
What am I singing?
The Big Blue World song.
Oh. In a big blue world. Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
You know, you hear that song as you're getting off of the Finding Nemo attraction at the Living Seas.
Correct.
Yep, definitely. You get to listen to the starfish sing it to you at the end.
So the question is this, Ed. This is where Lisa's going.
Okay.
Where did the song come from? Where did it originate? And I'll help you out by telling you there's no music in the movie. Finding Nemo is not a musical. There's no music in it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, there's background music, but you're right. It's none of the music we have in the show.
Right, no songs. Yeah, there's a score.
Bob Darren at the end, but that's about it. So.
And there's a score, but there's no songs.
Could it have been based on a line maybe Marlin said or one of the fish said? I don't know.
Well, the answer is it's they made both of those attractions, Finding Nemo the Musical and the Finding Nemo ride in Epcot, at the same time and used that song.
Oh, no, I understood that. That was the whole talk at the time, was them trying to tie the two parks together because the songs were compatible and they're pushing Finding Nemo in the parks. And actually, I think that was the beginning of the whole trend when they put the characters in the Small World ride in California, where people were starting to freak out a little bit in Walt Disney World and it was going to go that way.
So that was my question on the live show to Jimmy and Sam was, what came first? Did we get the music from that particular ride and make it into a musical, or did the musical open and we took the music from the musical and throw it into the attraction? And the answer is neither.
B. Oh, okay. Well, I would have said B was closest, but yeah, good one. C, neither.
They opened at the exact same time on the exact same day.
Cool. And actually, that brings up a great point as far as choosing answers, too. Guys, go over, check out the Disney Nerds podcast Facebook page. We posted a quiz out there. You have the opportunity now to take a quiz to figure out which Disney Nerd podcast co-host you're most like. There's 10 questions you just need to answer, and it comes up with the answer. Did you guys have a chance to take that yet?
Hey, yep. I took it. You never guess who I'm most like.
Who?
Me.
Me too.
I keep getting texts from Quinn because he keeps coming up as Jimmy. Yes. I can't explain that one.
Yes.
I was out with a group of friends and I had them take it. And they were like, I don't understand. Why did I get Sam? I'm like, okay, well, let's go through the questions and I'll explain to you why you got Sam. I don't understand. Why did I get you? You don't like this and you don't like this. I'm like, well, yeah, well, you answered X amount of questions, but the majority of them were me.
Yep.
Ian texted me earlier and he sent me a screenshot and he got me. Brendan Humble got me.
So definitely check that out, guys. We have a new toy on our Facebook page. I'm sorry, on our Facebook page is where we post it, but also on our blog page we'll have those too. It's a new toy, so we're going to be putting a bunch of them out there. Hopefully we'll keep them interesting. Without further ado, guys, here we go. Finding Nemo the musical. Enjoy this one. It's great.
Shh. It started.
Bienvenidos a Finding Nemo the Musical. A modo de recordatorio, no se permite fumar dentro del teatro. Por la seguridad de nuestros artistas, será absolutamente prohibido tomar fotos o usar videocámaras. Aparte del teléfono celular, busca la persona. Una vez comience el espectáculo, todos los pasillos del teatro se llenarán de efectos especiales y de artistas. Si por alguna razón necesita salir antes de finalizar el espectáculo, solicita la ayuda de uno de nuestros acomodadores, quien le guiará de manera segura hasta la salida. Gracias. On behalf of Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Help them.
On behalf of Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Somebody shut them.
Look at this spectacular view. your friends, Nemo. Haven't you seen Jaws?
What?
You don't want to meet a swordfish. You don't want to meet a whale.
I don't want to meet a whale.
You need me around to watch your tail. The big world. You're just a little fish.
Thank you.
Back to your dad. Bye. Welcome to Long Tick's Nemo! Nemo! Your dad's been finding the entire ocean looking for you!
My father's
broke! He's traveled hundreds of miles! He's made friends with whales and sea turtles, and he's found sharks and jellyfish!
Dad, my dad, are you all
Yeah.
You can email us at questions at thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram at The Disney Nerds Podcast and Twitter at The Disney Nerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace.